Well, today we're beginning a brand new series called Bodybuilders. The focus of this series is to build up the body, which is you and I, the church. As first century Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verses 4 to 5, he says, just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with the body, or with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to one another. After World War II, a group of German students. Hi, German students. We got some German students here today that are at Camp Cedarwood that are serving faithfully. Let's just give a show of support for our German students here. But there were some German students that volunteered after World War II to help rebuild an English cathedral that had been severely damaged during the war. And as work progressed, they became concerned about a large statue of Jesus, whose arms were outstretched, and beneath was an inscription, "Come unto me." Now, they had difficulty trying to restore the hands, which had been completely destroyed, and so what they did is they decided, let's leave the hands remained as missing, and change the inscription, and this is what they inscribed underneath, "Christ has no hands but ours." The work of Jesus Christ in the world is in the hands of those who belong to him, the church, all of those who profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior over their life and will live to follow him. See, I love what Casting Crowns wrote in a song years ago called "We Are the Body," and here are the lyrics from the chorus. If we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? And if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing them there is a way? The church, the committed followers of Jesus, are to be the hands and feet of Christ here in this world. But how can the church, right, a collection of people from varying walks of life and different backgrounds and different cultures, do the job God has called us and instructed us to do? The answer is found over and over again in the New Testament section of the Bible. First century Paul wrote nearly half of that New Testament and was one of the writers that instructed, gave us instructions of how we, the church, are to engage in specific activities and attitudes so that the church would function effectively, grow spiritually, and be healthy so that we may carry out the plans and purposes of God that he has set in motion for us to do. I love how the authors of the New Testament thought that they were just giving instructions for the church of their day. Little did they know that the body of Christ, they would be speaking to the greater body of Christ beyond the first century, and those of us today, we're still carefully studying those scriptures today, studying and abiding by what they wrote back in the first century. But you see, all of this was made possible because the real author of the Bible was not man. See, it is God. And we believe as a church that the 40 different authors who physically wrote the Bible under the direction, were under the direction and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and that's what steered them on what to write, that would be ageless, that would be timeless messages for all of us. And frequently these writers used a particular Greek word, allelon. Allelon. And allelon means one another. Allelon means one another. And this Greek word is used 58 times in the New Testament. Paul utilized it most often. He used it and was using it 40 of the 58 instances in the New Testament. Since some of them are repeated, like for instance, love one another, which is found about 17 times in the New Testament, we end up with a total of 22 separate one another commands. And one of these one another commands is what we'll analyze today. So just a quick sidebar, just in case you're wondering, well, why does the pastor referring to the Greek, right? Because usually when we don't understand something, what do we say? It's all Greek to me, right? But why do we go to the Greek? Well, let me tell you why we refer to the Greek. See, the common language back in the first century was Greek, right? And Latin. And so a lot of the Bible, the entire New Testament was written in those languages. So that's why we go back to the Greek, because you know how sometimes things are lost in translation, right? Like the word where in the English language. Like, where are you? Or what should I wear? Or you know, like these, there's different terminology. So we need to use and find what exactly they're saying in the Old Testament. So that's why I refer to the Greek language. Andy Stanley said this of the early church. He says, the primary activity of the church was one anothering one another. Throughout this series, we're going to look at some of the significant actions or attitudes we ought to have toward one another, bodybuilders for the body of Christ. Today, we'll start with we are members of one another. We are members of one another. This is the only one that is in a statement rather than a command, found in Romans 12, verse 5, which we've already read. But let's read it again, and let's read it in a different version. And if you can read it on the screen here with me, let's say it together. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Paul says that every believer is part of Christ's body. In the book of Romans and 1st, 2nd Corinthians and Ephesians and Colossians, Paul used the word body 30 different times to illustrate the function of the church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 14, Paul explains well in detail the concept of being members of a body. Paul's immediate context was for the universal body of Christ, which is not limited by any one church denomination, but rather all churches who profess the name of Jesus Christ as being Lord and Savior, God's one and only Son, and that He is the way, the truth, and the life, only way to God. But he writes to the Christian, or to the Corinthian church, what he writes there can also be used for the local church context as well. And this, with our time remaining, I want us to work through this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and beginning at verse 14. Paul first points out, number one, the body is made up of many different parts. It's made up of many different parts. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 14 says, yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. We are the body of Christ, and we are all different. Some of us are tall, and some of us are small. Some of us are thin and others have the same physique I have, which is not so thin. Some of us are old and some of us are young and some of us are intellectual and others are of us are more practical. We come from very different ethnic backgrounds and we were raised in different homes, differently in our homes. And there are many different personalities that make up the body here at Abundant Life. There are some of us that are driven and others of us that are just laid back. There's some that are extroverts while others are introverts. There are some that are action-oriented and others that are contemplative and creative, right? And we come from a variety of economic backgrounds. Some of us work for someone while others of us own our own business. Some are still in school and some of us are retired. There are those who can sing and play an instrument, and there are those that have the gift of teaching. There's others that, you know, your gift is organization and administration, and others, you know how to fix things, and then there's others who know how to build things, and there's those that are gifted in the area of technology. The point is this. Each of us makes our own unique contribution in making Abundant Life Chapel the great church that it is. And just because we don't think the same, look the same, talk the same, act the same, feel the same, we need to find value in one another and celebrate our uniqueness that we bring to this body of Christ here at Abundant Life Chapel in Lactobani. The second thing is this that Paul points out is each member of the body is vitally important. Each member of the body is vitally important. 1 Corinthians 12:15 to 16 says, if the foot says, I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear says, I am not part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less part of the body? You see, the foot and the ear are not as visible as the hand or the eyes. And Paul reminds us that feet and hands are important in fulfilling God's work here on earth. 1 Corinthians 12:17 says, if the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if your whole body was an ear, how would you smell anything? Each part of the body plays a different role and function within the church. And each is required, each body part on the body is required to fulfill a different task. But all of us are all working together, and each of us is required to the overall function of the entire body. 1 Corinthians 12:18 says this, but our bodies have many parts, and God has each part just where he wants it. He has each part just where he wants it. What an awesome thought. What an awesome thought. God calls us to be part of this body right here. In fact, God has placed us in this body to fulfill a specific role for such a time as this. And those unique gifts and talents that God has gifted each one of us with, when we use them here at Abundant Life Chapel and beyond our doors, we're fulfilling God's plan for our lives. And not only right here and right now, but also beyond. Beyond these doors, we're fulfilling a role that far exceeds us. We're part of a plan that is far bigger than us. And when we work together, what? We're better. When we work together, we're better. I believe that God sends us and repositions us according to his plans and purposes so that his will in heaven may be done here on earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 19 to 21 says, how strange a body would be if it had only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. That would be like the preacher saying to the greeters, I don't need you. Or the Kingdom Kids teacher saying to the worship leaders, I don't need you. Or the board members saying to the groundskeeper, I don't need you. Or the youth ministry saying to the seniors ministry, we don't need you. Or the church cleaner saying to the church coordinator, kitchen coordinator, wait a second, that's the same person. We all need each other. We all need each other. We together make up the full body of Christ here. All of our gifts, all of our contributions, all of our expertise, all of our experiences are necessary to accomplish God's plan and purpose for Abundant Life Chapel in the community of Lactobani and beyond. We are better together, and we all need one another. Third thing that Paul points out is this. No member of the body should feel less important. No member of the body should feel less important. In 1 Corinthians 12:22 to 24, it says, in fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And what parts are regarded as less honorable are those we clothe with the greatest care. So we carefully protect those parts that should not be seen. While the more honorable parts do not require this special care, God has put the body together such that the extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. Sometimes we only honor those that are in the spotlight, and we fail to remember that there are those that are behind the scenes working like mad to make sure that the spotlight stays on. For instance, our worship team is not just comprised of the people that stand on stage. Our worship team is back in the back corner as well, working behind the scenes to make our worship experience an experience, a wonderful experience. Right? And so we work together, right? It's more than just singers on a stage, right? And so if it weren't for our audiovisual techs, who are valuable members, our experience would not be complete. Our Kingdom Kids team downstairs is comprised of teachers and helpers, but it's also comprised of sign-in and sign-out personnel, hallway monitors, snack teams, and the administrators that put the scheduling together. That makes up that ministry. But if there wasn't all those people working behind the scenes, it wouldn't be what it is today. I forgot to mention in there are also our plan to protect directors fit into that category as well, into actually our youth ministry, our next gen ministry, and all of actually every ministry that we do here at the church. You see, it all works together, but you don't see our plan to protect coordinator unless they're teaching at kids' church that Sunday, right? You don't see them always in the spotlight. They're behind the scenes working through policy, making sure that our church is that our kids that come here are well protected, and making sure that our leaders are well protected as well. So there's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts that are happening behind the scenes that we don't see. And there are many more examples that are in our church. Did you know that in a fraction of a second, the marrow in your bones produces over 100,000 red blood cells? In a fraction of a second. And you may never see in your lifetime the marrow of your bones, but you could not live without it and its vital function. Our physical bodies are another perfect example of things unseen working together, making the whole body function. And I believe that's why Paul, first century Paul, uses the body as a great illustration. But here's just a sampling of what your hidden body parts accomplish in a 24-hour period. Now, obviously, it's going to be a little bit different for each person, but this is on average. In a 24-hour period, your heart beats approximately 103,689 times. Your blood travels about 19,000 kilometers each day. Your lungs breathe roughly 23,040 times a day. On average, you move about 750 different muscles in your body. Your bone marrow produces 5 billion red blood cells in a 24-hour period. And your brain exercises, well, this is debatable, exercises about 7 million brain cells. 7 million. Like I say, it could be arguable with some people. Pastor's having a little bit too much fun this morning. It's incredible when you think about it. It's incredible when you think of how your body is at work. When was the last time you thought to breathe? When was the last time? And what about that little pinky toe on your foot? Ever wondered what that purpose was for? Lose it and you'll find out. You'll probably be following and tripping everywhere. So what am I saying? All of these less visible parts are absolutely vital to the body's function. And in the body of Christ, we're all needed. No matter how significant or insignificant we think our role is, every one of us has a function to perform. For instance, I want to tell you that there is power in a casserole. There is power in a casserole. When our family was going through a difficult time with Melanie's mom's health back in the fall and then eventually her death, you would not believe the power of a casserole or a lasagna or other tasty treats that came to our door through that tough time. That was the body of Christ that came together and did things like that. You see, the point being of all this is that, you know, what maybe you thought was a small gesture or an insignificant thing really spoke volumes to us. We really felt loved and supported in this body. There's power in a casserole. There's power in a lasagna. In fact, I know for sure that there's one person in our church, there's probably lots other, that actually keeps a frozen lasagna in the freezer for such a time as a crisis, right? That is wonderful. That is powerful. And I'll tell you, it makes a world of difference. It does. The other day, our daughter Peyton, who's attending Horizon College and Seminary in Saskatoon, she was out for the weekend at the gathering. That's where all of our students are this weekend, is they're at a youth conference. So just in case you were wondering where all the young people were in our section today, they're at a youth conference. So anyways, Peyton, she sends me a text and she says, I got a care package today. I got a care package from some good folks at Abundant Life Chapel. And I tell you, it made her feel loved. It made her feel appreciated. She just felt so, like, you know what? She felt not forgotten. She's been away from us for the majority, like for the year so far. And so even when she came back, when they were here with their ministry team, she says, there was a lot of new people I've never seen before. You see, we take it for granted every week. We take it for granted every week because we're so used to seeing, oh, there's a couple of people that came new here and a couple that came here. And you know what? Like just to point you guys out from Cedarwood, it's amazing how you guys do a complete changeover in a year's time, right? And so I try very hard each time to make sure I got your names right. And sometimes I'm there and sometimes I miss it, but I'm trying real hard. Why? Because I'll tell you, our body is always growing. And when we feel a part of our body, even though we're away, even though when they're away, right, they still feel connected. So I just want to thank you, church, for loving on my daughter, loving on my daughter. And what about those wonderful cards we receive in the mail on our birthdays and anniversaries? Like, we have an amazing individual that takes care of that ministry, right? I tell you, every time I see it in there, the card in my mailbox, I'm reminded, oh, it's my birthday. or most importantly, it's my anniversary. And all you men are like, yes, gonna get the mail more often, right? So thank you for serving in that ministry. And all you grandmas and grandpas who take special interest in the children and students of this church, right, by intentionally visiting with them, especially when they motor past you, you take time to invest in their life and ask them. I remember Ron. Ron, Diane's husband, Ron, he's gone to be with the Lord, but I remember he'd always have a candy in his pocket. And I know it was there just to kind of balance out some sugars if all of a sudden he felt his blood sugar going down. But we always, I think it was Werther's that he had in his pocket. He always had a Werther's and he would always give them to a kid. Always, you could always count on Ron to give you a candy, right? So I thank you, grandmas and grandpas, for paying special attention. I remember Bob, when we first came to this church, remember Hannah? Hannah, you would hold Hannah in your arms, and then when your granddaughter came, Hannah would get so upset, that's my Uncle Bob. But that's amazing, and so we love each and every one of you that invests in our children. Invest in our children. Thank you for doing that. The point I'm trying to make here is that there's no such thing as an insignificant body part at this church. We all have something unique about us that sets us apart from others. And if we were to stop being who we were or are and not using our gift that God has given us, it would be missed in our church and our body would literally be handicapped for it. We need you. We're all different, but we all make up one body. And because of that, we're better together. Praise God for the hidden body parts who are so vital to its functioning. The behind-the-scenes people, the quiet, the unassuming volunteers, the ones willing to do the dirty work, the ones who work for no glory of their own, but only for the glory of God. The last thing Paul points out to us is number four, the body needs to be unified, or needs to be united. The body needs to be united. In 1 Corinthians 12, 25 to 27, it says, this makes for harmony among the members, so that all the members care for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. So suppose the eye wanted to go one way and the feet another way. It would be kind of awkward, right? Or suppose your legs wanted to go one direction and the other leg wanted to go the other direction. It'd be very difficult to get anywhere. We'd be a mess, wouldn't we? We'd be unable to function properly, but the body must work together collectively, in harmony and unison with one another in order to complete a task. If we are to be effective in telling people about Jesus and helping new believers be committed followers of Jesus Christ, then we all need to work together. The only I in team, and you'll see it up on the screen, is a small I. And when all of us small I's work together, we become what? A team. You see that? The small I in the team. It's not a capital I. It's not about me. I just make up the team. I'm part of the team. That's why we don't like to, at our church, I always like to substitute the word volunteers for team. Volunteers sounds like, well, I'm just kind of dead weight and I'm just kind of fulfilling a need. But if I'm part of a team, it means I've got a specific role, right? If you've made the team, you've got a place and a purpose. The other thing that Paul points out in verse 26 is if we're all united as one body, then when someone in the church suffers or is hurting, we all feel it. As with the physical human body, when one part is suffering, it causes every part to suffer. And when the head aches, the whole body suffers. When a thumb is hit with a hammer, right, the whole body knows what's going on, right? And there's no room, right? And there's, so it is with our body, right? As it is with the church. We share one another's burdens and we share in one another's pains, right? But we also share in one another's celebrations, like miracles and other good things that happen. There's no room for jealousy and strife when one person receives praise or favor. Instead, we should all be glad. In conclusion, it's important to find our fit in the body of Christ. And my question would be to you is, have you found your fit? Have you found where you fit at Abundant Life? Sometimes we shop around for churches that fit our needs or the needs of our family. Can I suggest looking a little bit further? Look around and see the needs that need to be filled in that church while you're shopping around. I find the best way to be connected is to be invested. The best way to be connected in a church is to be invested. Start attending a life group. And then at some point, why don't you lead a life group or become involved in one of the ministries of our church? Maybe you've been a part of this body for a while and have never taken up membership at Abundant Life Chapel. I know some people who have had a bad taste with church membership, or maybe don't see any biblical evidence of why we should have church membership, or maybe have some preconceived ideas of what church membership is. Membership is a sign of commitment. It's an agreement that I support the cause of this local assembly and its important work in spreading the gospel message of Jesus Christ. It's more than just saying that I've got a vote, right? And being eligible for a position on the board. It's about saying, for better, for worse, I'm in. For better, for worse, I'm committed. Whatever this church can celebrate, I want to be a part of that. Whatever this church has to go through, I want to be a part of that. I'm committed. Being a member means being members of one another. If you're not already a member at Abundant Life Chapel and would like to know more about membership, come talk to me or send me an email, a text message, or a Facebook message. I'd love to tell you more about it. And in fact, we have a wonderful book that you're going to see an advertisement for in just a little moment that I would love to give you if you're interested and would like to walk through membership classes with us. Let's be members of one another. It's not an us against them in church. It's a we. It's not a you and I. It's a we. We move together as one body. We do. For what? Not for our own preferences, not for our own glories. It's for the glory of God. We want to see the kingdom grown, God's kingdom grown. We want to see people that can hear the word of God. And not only that, to receive it and to be encouraged and strengthened. We are members of one another. We are better together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message today. And Father, as we continue on through this Bodybuilders series, Father, I pray that this body would feel strengthened, empowered, and united. Father, I pray by the power of Jesus' name that we would be able to march forward, God, as one body. Lord, that the foot and the hand and the leg and the arm and the neck and the shoulders and the eyes and the ears and all our internal organs and everything that is hidden and those that are exposed, all working together in unison to function one task. And that is your plan. That is your will. And that is your purpose. We thank you for this. We thank you for being the head of our body, Lord. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen.